Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, not kind of, sort of, truly be involved in the conversation. I want you involved in the conversation. So, a lot going on. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Sody Smith joins us here in a few minutes. And we have so much, for lack of a better way of putting it, so much to digest. And I really do appreciate your time with me. You know, let me start off, get a little spiritual on you, if you would. And not really, but sounds good anyhow. You know, when you don't have any kind of moral compass, and I mean absolutely none, you got nothing to step out on. Nobody knows really what you stand for, right? And Lieutenant Governor of, West Virginia? God, let me pull it up, because I always screw this up. I don't mean to, but I always screw it up anyway. And it's amazing to me on a regular basis that, as of late, the Democrats have been screaming, we're tired of we're tired of your prayers and your heart going out to this. We need to do something about this now. Well, what do they mean by that? What do they mean by we need to do something about this now? That would be my question to them, because I don't trust them for a second. What they mean is they want to take your guns away. That's what they mean, because they think that's going to fix everything. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor and Pastor Mark Robinson. Ooh, he's a pastor. How did he make, you know, there's a separation of church and state. Obviously, somebody did not tell him. There's a problem here, right? North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pastor Mark Robinson, he blasted Democrats for two genders, right? The man needs to keep fighting. And you know what? He needs to go dragging other people in to be alongside him, working with him. Let's get them out into other legislatures. Take a listen. You know this never worked the first time, right?
All around the country, this image is used as a depiction to explain equality and equity. Here's the flawed logic of equity. Tall gentleman
okay.
has to give up his
of course,
so that
the wrong one.
Person can stand.
Okay? Here we go. Let's try this one.
Here's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils around. Trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up.
That's right.
And I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read. Instead of teaching them how to go to hell. Yeah, I said it and I mean it.
Lieutenant governor, running for governor. This guy's great. Not afraid to put out what he believes. Not afraid to put it out there. Now remember, he got elected as lieutenant governor speaking like this. So those of you who say, he's got to go, look at how bad he is and he's terrible for this. They wanted him. This is the thing that drives me nuts. When the people make a decision, when the people make a choice, and they choose a conservative, they choose to go more right, the left loses their mind. Well, they lose whatever they have between the ears. They lose that, and they come up with all kinds of excuses as to why they didn't win. It's because the people weren't informed. Remember, I'm telling you guys, you missed this. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I just pay attention. Nancy Pelosi stopped calling her voters, or Democrat voters, you know, the black voters especially, right? She stopped calling them blue-collar workers. Do you remember when that happened? She stopped calling them blue-collar workers, and she started calling them uninformed. That's right. They're uninformed Democrats. Think about that. Or low information. She used that term, too, once or twice. Think about that. Friggin' Tony Schmidt joins me right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because on this show you'll get informed, whether you like it or not. You'll get some information you can work with, and I just want to bring her on now, my co-host on Friday. Sonja Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, and Sonja, God, don't you love him, Mark Robinson?
Mark, yeah, I wish we had one of those out here.
Yeah, I know, right? I would love it. But I can't say that. I don't want to get in trouble, you know. But
I know, but no, California needs a... Well, we have got a couple. I mean, you know, got Jack Hibbs, we've got Rob McCoy, we got some truth speakers out there, but Mark speaks it with some flavor, with some bass in his voice.
Yes, he does. And I, you know, and the response from the church. I mean, I always loved that.
Right? I'm telling you, when I heard the response from the church, I'm like, I want to go to that church. That would be a lot of fun. Normal people.
Yeah. Normal people. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Not afraid to, you know, I mean, we go to sporting events. They do the, I don't even know if they still do this, but, you know, they do the wave and they cheer and they blow horns and they do all that stuff, right? But for some reason in church, they swallow their tongue. They can't say anything. They can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know? I told you my first experience in a black church, right?
No, what's your first one?
So, I grew up in a Catholic church. Not pretty, they're not known for being wild and crazy, right?
No, not gregarious.
That I went to shortly when I came to California. I went to a Four Square church a couple times. Uh-huh. And then I went to Crenshaw Christian Center.
Uh-oh.
And I walked in during praise and worship. And I didn't leave for years. I mean, I was... Uh-huh. First, I was like, what are these people doing?
What's going on here?
What is going on here? Do I have to drink something special before I walk in? Right, what was happening? Right. But no, I mean, the love for the Lord, it was just great.
Now, did you go to the big arena, the Crenshaw Christian Center, or were
I
you?
I did. No, I went to the Dome.
Okay, that's where you went. Okay, the Dome, yeah. Right.
I did go to the, years before I started going regular, uh-huh. I went to a service at the smaller church.
Yes.
Before they finished building the Dome. Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anybody looking at me weird, but it's, you know, you can imagine I walk in there and I'm going, why is everybody looking at, oh yeah, that's right too, okay. But he didn't change his teaching from there to the big church. Like I said to you before, I never had any issues down there.
Mm-hmm. And it's
looking
in the hood.
For, you know?
It's in the hood. You know what? You find what you look for.
Yep.
And I've got some progressive friends and relatives, and they're always looking for racism or diversity or inclusion. And I'll be doggone, they can point out stuff because they look at things differently. And I, you know what? As much as I watch the news lately, and I know they're gaslighting us, but they're accusing us of gaslighting, and it does for a moment make you feel like you're crazy. Am I imagining that these people are this crazy? Are there really 200 genders? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I got it wrong.
No, and funny, I just had lunch with a pastor today. It was supposed to be another pastor that was supposed to show up, but he was the only one that showed, and we got to talking for a little bit. And, you know, I asked him point blank, I said, you realize, I'm not trying to be mean to you, I said, but you realize this is your team's fault to a big degree. You don't preach this stuff from the pulpit. You don't talk about this stuff. You stay soft because you want people to come in there. Because, you know, when somebody's looking for help, they don't want you to dance around their issue.
Right.
Okay? You're an alcoholic. You're a druggie. You need the help of Jesus. You need, you know, you don't chastise them, but you let them know that God knows what's going on with them. God's willing to help them. They got to, let me help you get closer to Him. But they don't want to do that. They want to dance around everything.
I wonder if they just don't learn how to deal with real issues when they go to, you know, theology school, because you're right. They don't know how. I remember one of my last churches, and I left because they were so soft. It was during COVID, and he was just way too soft on that. And I needed some male leadership in my life. So that's when I discovered Jack Hibbs, and, you know. But they had never really addressed, and the church in general is really bad at addressing depression. Luckily, one of his ministers, a woman who was on his staff, suffered depression. And within 3 weeks of me suggesting that, this woman had a whole class, a whole curriculum, and all these people filed in for this. People who we knew each other, we had no idea that we, you know, were suffering from something so commonplace. And the church really doesn't know how to address it. They tell you things that make you feel worse, in fact. You learn to shut up. You learn to go, I'm not going to them for that, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's sad. But I've told you this before because, you know,
You know, and actually people have said to me, how could you say that to her? I go, because I'm being honest with her. And I could learn from her. If she thinks that I understand the issue she's going through, now she's really upset if I'm not helping. But I don't understand depression. I've told you that a million times. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I don't feel for you, and I'm sorry that you're hurting from it. But they actually, I got a couple of emails once that said, you know, why did you tell her you don't understand? Why? Because I don't understand.
You don't understand it.
Maybe she can enlighten me, you know?
I have no idea why God has put me around. All my friends have never suffered a day of depression. They don't understand it either. It's funny, but it does give me an opportunity to talk to them about it. And I do get the fact that you guys care, but you don't have to understand it. You can't understand what it's like to have a baby. You understand that people have them.
I've seen how that looks. I don't want to. Thank you very much. Yeah.
And by people, I mean women. Have them, but you don't have to understand what that is like, what it feels like, you know. Yeah, so, no, I'm not offended when people go. In fact, I'm not offended when I see people who have two loving parents and they're involved in their parents' lives. And I can't understand it because I didn't have that blessing. I asked my sister, but she can't understand it. But I look at my kids, they have a whole different perspective of parenthood, and I look at my friends who are close to their parents. I'm like, wow, I can't even imagine that.
Well, see, and I would be considered to have privilege because I had both of my parents, and that just makes me nuts. Like, really, I have privilege because my parents decided to stay together? Oh, God.
My parents stayed together, and I prayed every day that they would just, like, go away, get a divorce. I'm like, you do know there's something called a divorce. Right, y'all can throw yourself away.
We got to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute. Hold that thought. Pause it. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortion if he's elected president. In an interview with WMUR in New Hampshire, Trump was asked if he would sign the federal abortion ban proposed by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. He said he would get something done on abortion where everyone is going to be satisfied. A new video shows former President Trump embracing a woman who served jail time for her actions during the Capitol riot. During a campaign stop at a New Hampshire diner Thursday, Mickey Larson Olson was introduced to Trump as a Jan Sixer. In an interview with NBC News, Larson Olson said that she considers Trump to be the, quote, real president, and lawmakers who voted to certify President Biden's presidential election should be put to death for treason. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. I need you to get involved. I need you to get engaged. I need you to figure out what the heck is going on. Okay, you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. You just have to pay attention. I mean, I was just telling Sonia, I'm going to bring her on in a second, about how much I've learned from something she turned me on to a while back. But let's hear this. Civil rights activist Bob Woodson, he drops a whole bunch of truth bombs when he was on the Dr. Phil show. And it's all about Black America and things that I didn't know, I hadn't heard, and I thought I was pretty well versed.
In Dissected, you will find there were about 3,700 free blacks who owned 12,000 slaves, black slaves. The question is, do the descendants of those free blacks who owned black slaves, do they pay? Blacks really benefited more the first 100 years after slavery than we have in the last 50 years. I was born in 1937 during the Depression. Everyone in my small, low-income black community, 98% of the households had a man and a woman raising children. Elderly people could walk safely in that community without fear of being assaulted by their grandchildren. Never heard a gunfire during that time. Never heard of a child being shot to death in the crib. But there are 50 children today who have been shot and killed in our cities. You talk about remedies. We've got to look beyond saying that every solution has to have a winner and a loser, that blacks can only benefit if whites lose. We have to be defined more than just victims of oppression.
I am floored. You and I were talking under break, and I think you were floored when I was telling you. And I said, I have learned more watching these young black men on YouTube. You turn me on to these, I don't know their name, or I put it out there. And they are seeing guys like this for the first time, Bob Woodson. They are seeing guys like Thomas Sewell for the first time. And I didn't know. I was never taught in school about Black Wall Street. I was never taught in school that the majority of black families were together. They were, they owned homes. They had jobs. I was never taught any of that. And I said to you during the break, for decades, the kids today, and even myself in my day, we were taught that, black families or the black community was always poor. They were always on government, welfare, doles or whatever.
And why wouldn't they dare teach this stuff in school? I would love to have learned this in school. Enlighten me, Sonia.
Well, let's start with schools are run by Democrats.
You're going to blow it all up on me, aren't you?
If if black people knew their real history, instead of starting and stopping at slavery, white people enslaving them, they'd have nothing else to do. They have to keep portraying us as victims, that we can't pull ourselves up, and now they're taking our boys and turning them into girls. So that's first off why you don't know any of this stuff, is because why it wasn't taught. It's not to Democrats' advantage to tell black people the truth. You had that experience by sharing Bob Woodson's tweet, and it labeled labeled you a racist, because not only would you have benefited from knowing this information all along, but you can see how black people don't even want to know this information. It's the same as when I have said all lives matter in response to someone saying Black Lives Matter, and they got genuinely angry with me and told me that that is racist and that that's inappropriate to say as a response. We are so worked up and so dug into lies right now that we have an emotional, they're emotional about it. And I love that these guys that you're talking about have such open minds. They listen to what's being said and they comment upon it honestly and truthfully. And they say, I've never heard this stuff, but they don't poo-poo it. They don't go, oh, that can't be.
No.
That's not how they respond at all. They have an open mind and an open heart. And until we get that, this whole country's going to be a mess. But, yeah, black people. Listen, I grew up in South Central. Okay, now, when you think of South Central, because of rap music and black exploitation movies and this and that and the other, you think of a community that's full of drugs, prostitutes, gangbangers.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Not when I was growing up. It was like Woodson just said, two-parent households, manicured homes, people went to church, and those two parents had jobs, you know? It could have been government jobs, like the woman across the street. My best friend's mom was a principal of a school. Her father worked for the post office. Another guy was a police chief, and I forget what his wife did. So these were working people. That some had blue-collar jobs, some had things that were a little bit more, up the ladder, if you will. But they were all working. They all had expectations of you in school. And the whole neighborhood had the right to whoop you if you did something stupid.
I was going to say, the black community was so much like the Italian community.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
the expectations. And you were a neighborhood kid. They'd slap you upside the head and say, get off, I'm calling your mother.
Exactly. The beauty of your neighborhood, though, is Democrats didn't realize that they could use you as a demographic.
Yeah.
A voting demographic. So I thought it was like night and day when Democrats started to put in their attitudes about how black men should be angry and they have a right to join gangs. And all these young black men who I knew, who I grew up with, who came from pretty nice homes. I mean, they had gardeners, okay? These are black families with gardeners. All of a sudden, they changed their names from Jeffrey to Sugar Bear. And nothing good followed it. They wound up in wheelchairs. They wound up in jail. In fact, Sugar Bear spent years in jail afterwards. He was a normal kid in a nice, normal house, manicured house with two families. But the left, that's when I started to open my eyes to see the damage that the left will do. But it's only because they could use us as a demographic. What did Lyndon Johnson say?
I can't repeat it on the air, but yeah, I know.
If he gives these N-words something, not much, because you don't want them to be too independent. You give them just enough. You will have these N-words voting for us for 200 years. Now, it's not quite 200 years yet, but we're holding on tight.
You think about it. Lyndon Johnson. You think about the Joey B. and others.
that have used racial slurs. You know they're flaming racists. And they're beloved in the black community. You sit there and go, my God, you're not hearing this? Or is there something in your ear that cuts those words out when they speak?
Joe, people aren't listening to the news like we do. I've seen videos, in fact, I'll send it to you, videos where some black guys heard Joe Biden's racial faux pas for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And they were appalled, as they should be. The fact of the matter, if you're not listening to news, and if you, real news, and the news you're listening to is CNN or, you know, whatever, you're not going to hear anything that changes your mind about Biden or Hunter. Look how many Americans, white and black, had no idea about Hunter Biden until after the election.
Oh, yeah. And it would have changed, and they knew it, because those people were polled, and it would have changed the outcome of the election. But, you know, again, back to you know, what you were saying about them not hearing it, there's a website, if you guys ever get around to it, go to campusreform.org, campusreform.org, and they go out to campuses, and then what they do is they play these clips, to your point, of somebody saying, you know, who said this or who said that. And every one of those kids was blaming Trump, and they were floored to find out that it was Barack Obama or it was Joe Biden, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, ignorance runs rampant with them.
Yeah, there's a documentary with, I think, John Ziegler is his name. He used to be a host of radio hosts.
Yep, I know who you're talking about. Yep.
He was involved in a documentary. We did it on Election Day. He brought me along as a sidekick, and we asked people the same thing, same sorts of quotes, and they were all Obama quotes, and these people had no idea they were blaming any Republican. I forget who he was running against at the time, but they just assumed it was him. But that just shows you how good a job the left does at demonizing
us. Yeah.
And here we have real demons that we can't get people to see. We can't get people to,
you know. No, they'd have to come alive. All right, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia and Joe right after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
But I want you to get informed first, so you don't sound ignorant. How's that? A soft way of putting it, anyway. 855, as I said, Real Joe, 855-732-556. So, always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously. Before I bring back on Sonja Schmidt, because I'm gonna hit an article in a minute, but it's just amazing to me. If everything is racist, then nothing is. Right? I mean, I know that's a term that people don't like to hear or whatever, but it's true. If you're going to call everything racist, then it really has no meaning anymore. I mean, do you guys agree? Because ultimately, it is supposed to make you, and I used to say this in the show all the time, it's supposed to make you stop for a moment and think, was what I said insensitive? Did I really say something stupid like that? Now, nobody worries about it. And frankly, the reason you don't worry about it is because they've called so many things racist that you just don't care. Let me play. This is an interview in Fox with one of those TikTokers. I don't know any way to put it. And listen, now math is racist. Listen why.
Okay, quickly, so I'm misunderstanding. Are we saying that 2 plus 2, if you say it's 4, that's racist? I mean, that sounds like we may be mischaracterizing it. What, if you can quickly sum it up.
No, that's not mischaracterizing it at all. It's, math is basically racist under this ideology because it says there is no such thing as an objective reality. So 4 might not be the right number. 2 plus 2 might actually equal 5.
And you're sending your kids to these schools, and your taxes are paying for them. What do you think, Sonia? No?
There's so many things to say. I mean, on the racist level, I know it's been said to death, but yes, if everything is racist, then nothing is. And it's true, racism is real. So, but we'll never get to deal with the real stuff if we keep calling things like math and shoe leather and whatever else they can come up with racist. And I, you know what? And I said years ago, stop falling apart when people call you racist because it's their only go-to place. It's a way to shut you up and shut you down.
Yep.
So you can't be upset about being called a racist. I mean, Candace Owens and Larry Elder are called white supremacists. So come on. You know, they just
it shows you the ignorance of that side of the aisle, does it not?
Well, and it also shows you the arrogance and the they're so condescending. Nobody asked me as a black person, and I'm probably sure there are enough black people and college professors that they could have gotten co-signed this as math is racist. So I don't doubt that there are some black people who would co-sign this. But the average black person, just like the left said, we needed help voting because, you know, we didn't know how to operate cell phones or get to a polling booth or get proper ID. And when they took those questions in the black community and asked them, first of all, they were surprised because they had never heard it. Again, they're not listening to that kind of news, so they're not hearing what the people they vote for are saying about them. So when they went to the black neighborhood and they asked them about, do they have a cell phone? Is it difficult to get? How about ID? They thought it was preposterous. They're like, this is stupid. Why are you asking me those questions? Because that's what the left thinks about you. And the reason they want to make 2 plus 2 equals 5 is the same reason they want to make a boy with boy bits a girl. If they can start teaching you that things are all just a part of your imagination, then they can talk you into anything.
Yeah, right. I mean, absolutes? Absolutely not. I've been saying that for decades, right? I've been saying that since 2016. I go, look, if they have a right and wrong, then they have to admit that they've done something wrong.
Yes.
And they're not going to do it.
They got a toehold now since Biden, and you get the feeling that it's gotten worse. It's not just a feeling. It has gotten worse. They are doubling down like I've never seen.
Have you noticed that, you know, Fauci and who was the head of the National Teachers Association, and she just testified in front of Congress, they're all swearing that they never suggested they should close down schools or businesses.
Oh, come now.
No, I'm saying, look it up. I mean, they're swearing that that's not what they said to do, and again, they're going down that road of, let's keep saying it, let's not admit to it, let's keep, and they're being backed up by other Democrats.
And it's all Trump's fault.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Don't forget that one.
All right.
No, that's crazy. That's how they're gaslighting us, folks. And now they're saying we're gaslighting them, which is the ultimate gaslighting.
God, so apparently now, you know, we talked about insisting on standard English. I don't know how this works. Kills black men, right? You gave me a story put up by John Stossel. And says that, you know, schools are, but this has been going on for a long time, but it's been exponentially bumped up right now. They're ditching traditional grading, right? They're not doing A, B, C, D anymore. Now they're going to what they're calling labor-based grading. That comes out of Arizona State University. And labor-based grading means that you're going to base grades more on the effort than the quality. So you could be a flaming moron. You've been working on this problem for 2.5 days now, and because you've worked on it so much, because you've given it such the old college heave-ho, they're going to give you an A kind of thing. I mean, how does this help anybody?
Well, it doesn't, and it certainly doesn't help hard-working kids. Because they're, why do I care? Why should I do it when this moron over here is going to pretend to be working and get the same grade? And you know they're going to, you know, with the soft bigotry of low expectations in place, they're probably going to say that any black kid who gives half an effort is doing a great job. You know? They don't. It's so crazy, and it doesn't do our children any good, and it's why they can't read. I have a girlfriend who's a school teacher, and I think she is on the left as well. But she said, we are breeding, what is she, illiterates. And she's a school teacher. Comes from a long line of school teachers.
Yeah, I think,
in fact, the woman I mentioned earlier is her mom, the principal.
I think some of these teachers are, even on the left, they're getting upset with this because they're saying, you know, I'm not teaching these kids anything. But this, the state university professor went on to say that, let me see, that she was lecturing a conference on rhetoric, professors to stop saying that we have to teach this dominant English. If you use a single standard to grade your students, you know, your students' language, you engage in racism. So apparently, teaching standard English is racism.
Yeah, they've been trying to go after this for a long time. Remember, they were trying to make Ebonics.
Oh yeah.
National
which
language.
Is not even a language.
Black people, it's not. No. I mean, and here, remember that we were talking a few weeks ago about the white woman, the weather woman, who used some Snoop Dogg terms and got her butt fired. So,
that's
Ebonics,
right.
Ebonics for me and not for thee. I mean, it's so they don't want us to succeed. It's as simple as that.
Think about what you're suggesting. Go ahead.
If they're willing to teach us that 2 + 2 might equal 5, and speaking English will help us in the long run, it's the same argument that conservatives have about teaching immigrants English and expecting them to master English instead of turning everything. If they want to have a better job, if they want to succeed, if they want to have all the things that America has to offer, and we have a lot even still, they need to learn how to speak at the very least.
But Sonia, shouldn't they get a better job just because of their ability to do the job? It doesn't matter if they can speak English. Why does that even matter?
Ain't nobody hiring somebody who... I worked for a temporary employment agency once, and these girls would come in with house shoes on, with a roller or two in their hair, and their boyfriend holding the baby. Now, do you think I'm going to recommend them for a job just because they happen to be black or brown? No, it ain't going to happen. They don't, and that's a real disservice to not tell them what's going on in the real world.
So let me go on to tell people what this professor says. White people like you build the steel cage of white language supremacy, handmade into white bias in the world. It kind of kills black men on the street. So now teaching standard English will kill a black man on the street. Goes on to say, I think I can say, we have Eric Garner saying, I can't breathe, but no one's listening and he dies. That's the logic we get. I can't tie any of this together.
None of that makes sense.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, I can't breathe is a perfectly constructed sentence.
If he said, I can't breathe, I can understand that too. Okay? I mean, seriously, anyway.
What did Hillary say? I can't, no way.
Oh, I know. That was so condescending. And they still love her.
That's what they're all condescending.
All right. We're going for a break. Actually, top of the hour. We can go get a cup of coffee, latte, mate, cappuccino, or whatever. And we'll be back in a few minutes. All right, people, don't go far. A lot more with Sonia and Joe when we return. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.